Welcome to a new week of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 373, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. How was your weekend? Mine was hot. Here we are a week into October, and the mercury is hovering just over 100 degrees at my house. I know a lot of you are already feeling the autumn cool, but not here. Sometimes I wonder why I live here. And then it hits me. The lovely Lady Leanne isn't willing to move away from family and church. And I guess I can't say I blame her. But I digress. This is a podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read, and I try to average about 10 minutes per show. We're going to start the week off by reading 1 Kings chapter 7 from the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. 1 Kings chapter 7. But it took Solomon 13 years to finish constructing his palace and the other buildings that were related to it. He built the Palace of the Forest of Lebanon. It was 150 feet long, it was 75 feet wide, and it was 45 feet high. It had four rows of cedar columns. They held up beautiful cedar beams. Above the beams was a roof that was made out of cedar boards. It rested on the columns. There were three rows of beams with 15 in each row. The total number of beams was 45. The windows of the palace were placed high up in the walls. They were in groups of three, and they faced each other. All of the doorways had frames that were shaped like rectangles. They were in front. They were in groups of three, and they faced each other. Solomon made a covered area. It was 75 feet long, and it was 45 feet wide. Its roof was held up by columns. In front of it was a porch. In front of that were pillars and a roof that went out beyond them. Solomon built the throne hall. It was called the Hall of Justice. That's where he would serve as judge. He covered the hall with cedar boards from floor to ceiling. The palace where he could live was set farther back. Its plan was something like the plan for the hall. Solomon had gotten married to Pharaoh's daughter. He made a palace for her. It was like the hall. All of those buildings were made out of blocks of very fine stone. They were cut to the right size. They were shaped with a saw on the back and front sides. Those stones were used for the outside of each building and for the large courtyard. They were also used from the foundations up to the roofs. Large blocks of very fine stone were used for the foundations. Some were 15 feet long. Others were 12 feet long. The walls that were above them were made out of very fine stones. The stones were cut to the right size. On top of them was a layer of cedar beams. The large courtyard had a wall around it. The first three layers of the wall were made out of blocks of stone. The top layer was made out of beautiful cedar wood. The same thing was done with the inside courtyard of the Lord's temple and its porch. King Solomon sent messengers to Tyre. He wanted them to bring Huram back with them. Huram's mother was a widow. She was from the tribe of Naphtali. Huram's father was from Tyre. He was skilled in working with bronze. Huram also was very skilled. He had done all kinds of work with bronze. He came to King Solomon and did all the work he was asked to do. Huram made two bronze pillars. Each of them was 27 feet high, and each was 18 feet around. Each pillar had a decorated top that was made out of bronze. Each top was 7.5 feet high. Chains that were linked together hung down from the tops of the pillars. There were seven chains for each top. Huram made two rows of pomegranates. They circled the chains. The pomegranates decorated the tops of the pillars. Huram did the same thing for each pillar. The tops on the pillars of the porch were shaped like lilies. The lilies were 6 feet high. On the tops of both pillars were 200 pomegranates. They were in rows all around the tops. They were above the part that was shaped like a bowl, and they were next to the chains. Huram set the pillars up at the temple porch. The pillar on the south he named Jachin. The one on the north he named Boaz. The tops of the pillars were shaped like lilies, so the work on the pillars was finished. Huram made a large metal bowl for washing. Its shape was round. It measured 15 feet from rim to rim. It was 7.5 feet high, and it was 45 feet around. Below the rim, there was a circle of gourds around the bowl. In every 18 inches around the bowl, there were 10 gourds. The gourds were arranged in 2 rows. They were made as part of the bowl itself. The huge bowl stood on 12 bulls. 3 of them faced north, 3 faced west, 3 faced south, and 3 faced east. The bowl rested on top of them. Their rear ends were toward the center. The bowl was 3 inches thick. Its rim was like the rim of a cup. The rim was shaped like the bloom of a lily. The bowl held 11,500 gallons of water. Huram also made 10 stands out of bronze. They could be moved around. Each stand was 6 feet long. It was 6 feet wide, and it was 4.5 feet high. Here is how the stands were made. They had sides that were joined to posts. On the sides between the posts were lions, bulls, and cherubim. They were also on all the posts. Above and below the lions and bulls were wreaths that were made out of hammered metal. Each stand had 4 bronze wheels with bronze axles. Each one had a bowl that rested on 4 supports. They had wreaths on each side. There was a round opening on the inside of each stand. The opening had a frame that was 18 inches deep. The sides were 27 inches high from the top of the opening to the bottom of the base. There was carving all around the opening. The sides of the stands were square, not round. The 4 wheels were under the sides. The axles of the wheels were connected to the stand. Each wheel was 27 inches across. The wheels were made like chariot wheels. All of the axles, rims, spokes, and hubs were made out of metal. Each stand had 4 handles on it. There was 1 on each corner. They came out from the stand. At the top of the stand was a round band. It was 9 inches deep. The sides and supports were connected to the top of the stand. Huram carved cherubim, lions, and palm trees on the sides of the stands. He also carved them on the surfaces of the supports. His carving covered every open space. He had also carved wreaths all around. That's how he made the 10 stands. All of them were made in the same molds, and they had the same size and shape. Then Huram made 10 bronze bowls. Each one held 230 gallons. The bowls measured 6 feet across. There was 1 bowl for each of the 10 stands. He placed 5 of the stands on the south side of the temple. He placed the other 5 on the north side. He put the huge bowl on the south side. It was at the southeast corner of the temple. He also made the bowls, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. So Huram finished all the work he had started for King Solomon. Here's what he made for the Lord's temple. He made the 2 pillars. He made the 2 tops for the pillars. The tops were shaped like bowls. He made the 2 sets of chains that were linked together. They decorated the 2 bowl-shaped tops of the pillars. He made the 400 pomegranates for the 2 sets of chains. There were 2 rows of pomegranates for each chain. They decorated the bowl-shaped tops of the pillars. He made the 10 stands with their 10 bowls. He made the huge bowl. He made the 12 bowls that were under it. He made the pots, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. Huram made all of those objects for King Solomon for the Lord's temple. He made them out of bronze. Then he shined them up. The king had made them in clay molds. It was done on the flatlands of the Jordan River between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon didn't weigh any of these things. There were too many of them to weigh. No one even tried to weigh the bronze they were made out of. Solomon also made all of the articles that were in the Lord's temple. He made the golden table for the holy bread. He made the pure gold lampstands. There were 5 on the right and 5 on the left. They were in front of the most holy room. He made the gold flowers. He made the gold lamps and tongs. He made the bowls, wick cutters, sprinkling bowls, dishes, and shallow cups for burning incense. All of them were made out of pure gold. He made the gold bases for the doors of the inside room. That's the most holy room. He also made gold bases for the doors of the main hall of the temple. King Solomon finished all of the work for the Lord's temple. Then he brought in the things his father David had set apart for the Lord. They included the silver and gold and all of the articles for the Lord's temple. Solomon placed them with the other treasures that were there. May God bless the reading of His Word. In the last chapter, we learned that Solomon took 7 years to build the Lord's temple. And in this chapter, we find that once God's house was built, Solomon began building a place for himself. This structure took 13 years to complete. Now, you might think it took longer because he took more care on his own house, or that it was more beautiful or elaborate. No, I don't think so. He took less time to build God's temple because he felt that God deserved a beautiful place, and he pushed hard to get it done as soon as possible while still adhering to high standards of craftsmanship and God's very explicit instructions on how it was to be done. Solomon was willing to wait longer for his own place. I wonder how things might be different if we all put God's honor above our own comfort. Something to think about as you go through your day. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 373.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Be sure you're subscribed to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and that's the best way to get every episode. Tomorrow we'll read the little book of Jude, and no, this book was not the inspiration for the Beatles' Hey Jude. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.